January 24th, 2023. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, allow prayer to be your sustenance of the day. If you make the time to pray, all other aspects of your day will fall into place. I am with you always, and in every circumstance, attempting to guide you in a way that is successful. Pay attention to the quiet urgings of your heart. This is the beginning of discernment. Do not pride yourself on the discernment I give you. That is nothing more than a trick of Satan. When pride takes over the gifts of the Spirit, Satan is leading you." A note is given to read Romans chapter 16, 17 through 18. "I appeal to you, brethren, to take note of those who create dissensions and difficulties in opposition to the doctrine which you have been taught. Avoid them, for such persons do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites, and by fair and flattering words they deceive the hearts of the simple-minded." Another note is given to read Galatians chapter 5, 16 through 25. "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to prevent you from doing what you would. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are plain: immorality, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, selfishness, dissension, party spirit, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.